Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
T.T. Shinbare and Taisha Brooks are both Black women who worked at a private concierge health clinic. In a complaint filed on their behalf, they describe their boss using the N-word at the office, asking to touch their hair, and more, says ACLU attorney Nicole Tortorello.
He would repeatedly make comments on one or more occasions saying she's always on the phone with her millions of kids, again, feeding into really harmful stereotypes about Black women.
They say they told their boss they were uncomfortable and asked him to please stop. Months later, they were fired and replaced with white employees.
Dr. Bagason said when he fired each of them that it was due to a culture change in the office, and he refused to elaborate on what was meant by culture change.
In an email, Randy Bagason says the company is committed to equal opportunity and they'll challenge any claims to the contrary. The ACLU has taken the case to test out a rarely used state law that protects employees of small businesses.
We just really want to make sure that everyone in Virginia knows you can't be fired because of who you are, even if you work for a small employer.
That applies to almost 17% of Virginia's workforce. I'm Mallory Nopain.